This is KUT. The 2016 presidential race has already forced its way into the public spotlight from a national standpoint, but there are items on the statewide ballot in 2016 that deserve a closer look as well. This November, Texas voters will have a chance to accept or reject 7 amendments to the state constitution, and over the next few weeks, we'll introduce you to each of them. Today, KUT's Ben Philpott explains Proposition 1.
It's a fairly simple amendment. If passed, it would raise the residential homestead exemption used to calculate school property taxes from $15,000 to $25,000. Here's Senate budget writer Jane Nelson during this year's legislative session talking about the need for an increased homestead exemption.
This is the easiest, best mechanism, and quite honestly, if homeowners have money back in their pockets, they're probably going to use it.
Groups that opposed this proposition during the legislative session say not everyone will actually benefit. Renters are an obvious example, and there's also debate over how much savings homeowners will actually see. The exemption increase would knock about $120 off the property tax bill of a $200,000 home. It's not a lot, and since Texas is a rapidly growing state with rapidly rising property values, some homeowners will still see an increase in their property tax bill. The proposition also has an additional benefit to those looking to buy a home in the future. It would constitutionally prohibit a real estate transfer tax, which is essentially a sales tax on buying a home, even though Texas currently doesn't have that tax. Daniel Gonzalez is with the Texas Association of Realtors.
Yeah, we really haven't seen at the local level this type of activity where local officials want to do this. What we have seen, though, there are some legislators who do propose some small transfer tax type legislation.
37 states do have this kind of tax on home sales to pay for things like affordable housing, green space, and new schools in fast-growing districts. Election day is November 3rd. Early voting starts October 19th. Ben Philpott, KUT News.